Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello Marlins fans, and welcome to this edition of Big Fish Small Pod for Tuesday, October 5th, 2021. And if you are new to the Small Pod, here we like to give you all the information about the Marlins for that particular day in 10 minutes or less. And it's the off-season, Marlins fans, and for those of you who may not know, we are on a different schedule now throughout a bit of the off season. For me, I will be continuing the Big Fish Small Pod every week, but it will be, my day will be on Tuesdays, and then my co-host at Wardell will be his for Friday. So you will get the Big Fish Small Pod every Tuesdays and Fridays. But first, we have to talk about the Marlins, because the season's done. It's over. It almost seems like the nightmare is over with. We've woken up, and the Marlins did end the season on a high note, which is really great to see. The Marlins actually, you know, they won the series against the Phillies, which is really great momentum to actually have into next series, beating your division rival 2 out of 3, the last series of the year. Should bring some good momentum and just maybe some good thoughts for Marlins going into next year. But overall, if you want to look at the season as a whole, it was not kind to Miami. They did finish 67-95, 21 and a half games back out of first place, but the Marlins did finish in fourth, so they were not the worst team in the National League East. And also to look forward to in the off season and later on next year, the Marlins will have the 6th pick in the MLB draft. So they are picking top 6, and usually there's a lot of great prospects from college, high school, that the Marlins will be keen to look at. But we'll be talking about the draft months in advance when it comes closer. But for right now, let's look at the Marlins players, maybe guys who probably won't be here next year, guys who should stick around, and the top of the list of guys who should stick around, you have to go, I believe, a guy who should be competing for starting catcher, or at least, you know, bench guy, is Nick Fortes. Nick Fortes has been dominating, just a man on a mission. He has been almost lights out, four home runs on the year. Nick Fortes has been dominating. Nick Fortes should definitely be at least a spring training offer. He should get it, be able to compete to be on the active roster for Miami, and he should be able to get that opportunity in the coming months. But you look at the Marlins, this season was not great at all. You look at their home runs, and I'm looking at guys who are still in the roster, because before we talk about home run leaders, easily go to Adam Duvall. But for Miami, the highest was just Jesus Aguilar with 22. Right after that, Jazz Chisholm with 18. Jesus Sanchez with 14. And Jesus Sanchez is a guy next year who I think is just going to have a breakout season. Jesus just came up a bit late this year in terms of heating up, but when he did, he has been dominant. He had 14 home runs, 808 OPS, on base percentage of 319. Sanchez looked really great in the second half of the season when he got more opportunities in the starting lineup. And the guy the Marlins should just place there for the next couple years and just watch him develop, watch him become a star, because I believe Jesus Sanchez has that potential. And another guy that the Marlins should at least look at for maybe the fourth outfielder or even in the starting outfield is Brian De La Cruz. De La Cruz, since that trade for Yimi Garcia, which is probably the best trade the Marlins have done this season, looked really good. His average is not bad. It's really good. His average is around 290, 296. He has, around five home runs. He'll drive in some runs as well. But his main aspect for me is just defensively. He is really great defensively. He will get up and catch the ball. He will put in extra effort to catch a fly out. He'll put his body on the line. Brian De La Cruz is a great player to have in the outfield. And especially if you're talking about a depth guy, someone who's 24 years old, who turns 25 in December, this is a really great player to have, still developing. He hasn't even played a full season yet, and was really great this year for Miami. And then we go to the pitchers. The biggest question mark of them all will be Jesús Luzardo, in my opinion. Just, him coming out with Miami, he has not been great. He has his highs, his lows, but his lows are way worse. They do not look good. His highs, they're good, but Luzardo was not good at all, in my opinion, since that trade. And you look at Starling Marte, should just all-star level season, should probably get, maybe a couple AL MVP votes, maybe like top 10 at the very least. But Starling Marte has been incredible this season with the A's after being traded from Miami. His Luzardo has been almost the complete opposite. I mean, that's just one trade that Miami probably regrets. And the other one is the Adam Duvall, Alex Jackson trade, which we're not going to get into, because that the podcast is supposed to be less than 10 minutes. That will probably be an hour. But to look forward to free agency, the number one guy that the Marlins look at, hopefully trade, sign, whatever, Brian Reynolds. Brian Reynolds is an incredible player, and especially, playing for the Pirates, which are worse than the Marlins. And they have just been, Brian Reynolds has just been incredible this year with the Pirates, and is someone that the Marlins desperately should get to try to get. And also, there are a whole bunch of players that the Marlins do need. They do need some relievers, because I don't think you have to bring back Anthony Bass. That is not someone I would bring back, maybe in terms of having him at the reliever role, but not out of the closer. Do not have him come and pinch the ninth inning, because we've seen how's that been for the Marlins this season. They have been burned by Anthony Bass in the ninth inning. And we would all love Miami to get guys like Carlos Correa, Trevor Story, Corey Seager, even Javi Baez, but I really don't see Marlins picking up someone like that, especially how much money, because other guys who could probably ask for $100 million and probably will get it. And especially catchers, it's going to be difficult. They're going to have to make a trade, someone maybe like Jacob Stallings, because the free agent market is again full of veterans, and I don't think the Marlins are going to try to get someone like a Buster Posey, Max Zunino, Yan Gomes. It's going to be really difficult for Miami to do something like that, and we'll probably have to trade market much more than just straight up signing someone in free agency. But someone that they should look at, especially in the outfield, that could help out is someone like Mark Hanna, or someone maybe like Tommy Pham. Tommy Pham's a little older at 34, but those two guys are veterans. They're leaders in the clubhouse. They will help the Marlins, especially the young outfield. Brian De La Cruz and Jesús Sanchez, they will definitely 110% help out. They would, once you have a veteran like that who's been there, who's done that, they make everyone better. And that's why the Marlins should try to acquire someone like a Mark Hanna, Tommy Pham, maybe bring back a Starling Marte. Who knows? We'll see. But Another guy to really look out for is Chris Taylor. He'll drive a pretty penny, but Dom Mang did mention earlier this season that he likes that style of a player that is able to have multiple positions. Maybe like a Nick Castellanos will be someone really great for Miami to hit home runs, bring in fans, sell up jerseys, someone that would be really great. But overall, it's going to be a very interesting offseason. I'm over 10-minute mark. It's a lot of things to talk about. It's really hard to squeeze in 10 minutes, but Big Fish Small Pod will be back this Friday, so make sure to check it out and stay up to date with all of Fish Drives, because we are not going anywhere, and the season has just started.